Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, Chime Time, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnansky.
We got a good Thursday night football game. We got the Bruins. We got the Mac news. A lot to discuss this morning on BetQL Boston. Good morning, Chris Scheim. How are you?
Good morning, Mutt. I am wonderful today. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm not 100%, but we're fighting through.
Battling through, okay.
When I'm in a bad mood or don't feel good, I like to do things for other people. Oh. So I'm going to start the podcast with a surprise. Is that okay with you? We didn't talk about this, but I'd like to start the podcast with a surprise.
I would love that.
I'm going to need you. You can keep rolling, but I need you to leave the studio, go into our kitchenette area there at the great WEEI studios, that huge kitchenette, almost too big. Yeah. Some would say like too spacious, too many good food options, too many healthy things to eat in there. I digress. Open the fridge, look to the left. You'll see a paper bag rolled up. You should get that bag, bring it back, and you can open it back when you're back in the podcast.
Okay,
I'll let you go ahead. Okay. Chris Scheim walking to the refrigerator as we speak. I left them a little surprise there. We had the BetQL chat on Monday for the game, and I came to realize there's something that I don't like. I bought by accident that Chris Scheim's a big fan of, so I'm surprising him right now. I left this last night at the studio. It's a nice little surprise on a Thursday. I like... When you're in a bad mood, do things for other people. Right, you want to feel better about yourself? Do things for other people, even something very, very, very small like this. So when Shine comes back and opens it, hopefully put him in a good mood. Or hopefully, to be fair, someone could have taken it. In our station, if you leave things out, they go away. Like, you know, if you know Chris Scheim and I, and you want to get rid of something, come to our house, leave it with us, we'll bring it to the studio, and it'll be taken. Like, in radio stations, you can put anything out, and it's gone. Old sneakers.
It is gone overnight.
It's just gone, right? Was the paper bag in there, Christian?
It was. I have it, and it has my name on it, too.
It has your name on it. So I want you to open that up. Okay. It's a small little gift from me to you. So friends do. Friends.
Oh,
give
yes.
Gifts to their friends. What? I didn't tell the audience yet what's in there. What's in the bag, Christian?
A bunch of fun-sized Reese's Fast Breaks.
Now, this came up on the BetQL chat. I bought them thinking I was buying the Take 5, which is a superior candy. I got the Fast Break instead, and I just didn't like it. And you popped up in chat and said you're a huge fan. I thought, well, let's brighten Scheim's Thursday. Drop off a small delivery of Fast Breaks for the kid. Let's go.
First of all, I love Reese's products, so thank you.
Me too.
I greatly appreciate this.
I do too.
A wonderful gift. Top of my list, my top three Reese's products have always gone the seasonal, like, shaped Reese's, because the chocolate to peanut butter ratio has just always been better.
So that includes right now, like, the special pumpkins.
Correct.
Christmas trees.
Easter eggs.
Totally agree. There's a better ratio. There's more peanut butter in those because they're bigger. I agree on that. They're somewhere in my top three or four. Absolutely.
Yep, so that would be up there. The Reese's Sticks, because it's like taking a Twix or a Kit Kat and mixing it with the Reese's chocolate and peanut butter, which to me is absolutely dynamite. So that's one of my all-time favorites. And then number three would be the Reese's fast break.
Wow,
I love these
top
things.
Three.
Yeah, I'm a big nougat guy, so I have always loved the fast break.
Yeah, and I thought, well, he loves them. I brought two downstairs during the game, and I literally only ate one. Like, well, I must not like these, and you popped up in chat, and so just brighten up your Thursday, a little sugar rush.
I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you. Thank you.
Little push to start your Thursday. Now you'll have to pay us back by giving us a Bruins winner in a second. Let's start with the news yesterday. I guess I'm calling it news because the way it was handled, right? They go to practice yesterday. Mac Jones probably takes 90% of the snaps. Bill calls his Nantucket buddy Field Yates, former intern for the team, feeds him the information, gets it out that way. Bill's going to speak today 11:45. We'll see if he ends up confirming that news, but. He's going to start the game. I suspect that means, Shime, bigger than just starting it. I think the way they handled it yesterday is he's not going to get yanked after three series, is the way that I read it.
I would hope not.
It's his team going forward. Your reaction to it and the way it was handled yesterday before we get into the betting odds for Patriots and Jets on Sunday.
Yeah, I still think Bill Belichick is fumbling this left and right. Like,
ooh.
If Mac Jones is your guy and he's not going to get yanked, then tell the people he's your guy. It's that simple. Like, regardless of how I feel about Mac Jones, if he's your guy, then say he's your guy. Give him the confidence. After you pulled him after three series in the last game, give him the confidence to know, if I go out and make a mistake, I'm not going to get my ass yanked off the field. And Belichick refuses to do that. Time after time after time, he has refused to do that. And so, I don't know if it is, in fact, because he doesn't trust Mac Jones, or this is a ploy where he's trying to manipulate his young quarterback, or what the deal is, but it needs to stop. It needs to end now. It's getting out of hand. This is ridiculous. Make him your guy or don't make him your guy. It doesn't matter to me either way. At this point, I think Mac Jones probably wants a trade in the offseason regardless. At least if I was his agent, that's what I'd be demanding, the way he's been treated. So, like, you figure it out, Bill. Figure it out.
And it's interesting because for those that know Chris Scheim, he does not like Mac Jones, the quarterback. But
nope.
For you to say the way he's been treated, he should ask for a trade, that says something, Scheim. Coming from you or Wiggy, whoo, that says something.
Like that, and that, I think it was Locke and Fora had mentioned that he had talked to a GM that said that there's a good chance teams will be inquiring at the very least about Mac Jones come the offseason. And they should, because I don't think Mac Jones or Bailey Zappe is the guy. Like, yes, I might like I may have Zappe fever and maybe all in on Zappe, but that's mostly because I just don't think Mac Jones is the guy. But I also don't necessarily think Zappe's the guy either. Like, I think they're both average quarterbacks at best. You're talking a ceiling of Kirk Cousins and a floor of, you know, Sam Bradford. So it's they're somewhere in that mix, right? Of those just guys that are just there. And so I don't like it's just it's this whole situation has been awful. I feel bad for the kid. I do. Nobody should be yanked like that after three series because you threw one interception. I mean, for goodness sake, Matt Stafford leads the league with what, 8 or 9 of them? Like, come on. So I get it. Belichick should have committed one way or the other earlier. If he wanted to go with Bailey, he should have gone with Bailey in the last game instead of starting Mac Jones. That's it.
Yep, I agree. It was still handled very poorly. By the way, overshadowing, and I'm sure we'll get to this. A lot of the shows we'll get it to today and tomorrow. Like, the team's not very good.
Nope.
The quarterback thing has overshadowed the fact that Bill's defense got stomped again. They turn the ball over at a ridiculous rate. They don't really have an offensive identity right now. They could not run the ball against the Bears. So this is now the next thing is, like, can they win the game? As far as the market, the betting market, they responded yesterday, Shime. And the 1.5s that were lingering still the last 48 hours, those are gone. It is 2.5 across the board, Patriots favored. And they're taking the money, 59% of the bets and 78% of the money. The over's getting hammered in this game, 40.5 or so, 69% of the bets and 97% of the money. So as far as the market went, I guess they prefer Mac Jones. They have more confidence in Mac Jones because the money came in on the Patriots when the Mac news started to leak. I'm still not committed to any bet in this game, and I'm annoyed I have to pick this game tomorrow on Merlone, Fourier, and Mego. I am leaning Jets right now plus the points, but do not lock me into that. I've been so caught up in the quarterback aspect of the talk radio show that we've done 8 hours on the last two nights that I have not done the deep dive on, well, what does Breece Hall being out mean? What does that stud offensive lineman mean being out? Like, Are the Jets ready for a game like this? I think the Jets are like a fraud 5-2 anyway. And so now I'm stuck between the fraud 5-2 and the team that can't pick a quarterback. So it's
if this line gets to 3, I'll be on the Jets. I can tell you that right now. As of right now, I would be the same boat as you. I'm leaning Jets, but I won't commit.
But if you ran into somebody and they're like, "Who's your best bet?" This would not be in your top 10 this weekend.
No,
right?
Hell no. I pick it because I live in this market. Outside of that, I wouldn't be touching this game with a 1,000-foot pole.
The Patriots games have sucked to bet this year. These are not fun games
awful.
To bet.
They've been
weird
awful.
Lines, weird teams, how many times backup quarterbacks.
So we pick 3 bets that we love. You and I both. So that's 6 bets every week. We are now, 6 or 7? We're in week 8? So we've done 7 weeks of that. How many times have the Patriots been in our best bets? Once?
I think the total. One of the totals we liked.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's once out of 42 picks we've made?
Patriots-Lions. We like the over. Whoops.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Holy smokes, man. Yeah it's... It's their games this year have not been fun to bet at all.
They have not. So it's 2.5 across the board. We will have a full breakdown of this and every other game Saturday. We should let you know off the top, we are doing a large podcast on Saturday morning live on Twitch and then also obviously in podcast form later. We'll do our 3 picks. We'll do all our props Saturday morning, either 11 or 11:30. Check your local listings. Meanwhile, the people tune in today not just for a surprise Reese's Fast Break delivery, not for Patriots talk. They want Prince of Pucks. They need winners. It's the Bruins tonight coming off their under win that Chris Scheim gave you on Monday. They're back at it here on Tuesday, excuse me. Back at it on Thursday. I think they're on the road tonight, right, Scheim?
No, they're at home tonight for the Red
Wings.
Oh,
again? Yep. Oh, okay, gotcha. Give me the current line, the total, and where you're leaning for this game. And is the DK special available for the people that want to bet this new DK special you talked about?
Okay, so the current line is Bruins are -225 favorites at home, +115 on the puck line of -1.5.
Okay.
The total is at 6.5. Right now you can get the over at even money, though, so the under is a little juiced here. It's a weird spot. Like, I'm going to go – my favorite bet of the night is the over 3.5 team total for your Boston Bruins. That is my best bet of the night, and it's not even a question. It's -135. You have to lay a little bit of a juice. I don't really care. I'm going to do it. The Red Wings games this season have, outside of the season opener where they won 3-0, every single game has been 6 goals or more scored in each game. And like one side or another has had 5 goals almost every single game. So on top of the Bruins having a ton of offense, I really like the total. But as of right now, it looks like Linus Olmark might get the start in net for the Bruins. If that's the case, he's been playing really, really
well.
He's
been awesome this year, yeah.
And so I can't trust the Red Wings to also score goals. Whereas if Swayman was in net, I would be lock, stock, and barrel on the over. So instead, I'm going to pivot and go with the team total of over 3.5 for your Boston Bruins tonight.
All right, so your favorite bet is over team total 3.5 goals for the red-hot, wagon-ish Boston Bruins. Any player props for the people on this Thursday?
No player props in this game, just the pick. I really like the Bruins here, and I would love to bet the Bruins, like even like in regulation, but it's just, I don't think it's worth it. I think you're better off betting the team total.
All right, good night to flip back and forth. If you could do that, but on Amazon Prime, you're sort of stuck because you got to go change the input. It's not as easy to do, but a decent little Thursday night football game. It is the Bucks and it is the Ravens, and we have a big discrepancy in the betting on this game, Sean, that I want to point out this morning.
Yep.
It's a 2-point game. The Bucks are a 2-point favorite. It's gone in the Bucks' direction. It's gone a good point in the last 24 hours. So that's because there's been some real big bets come in on Tampa. The public is all over the Ravens. 75% of the bets have come in on the Ravens, but only 50% of the money, which means there's double the amount of money as bets on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers laying 2 points. My guess, a lot of that was when they could get much better line. I believe this was +1.5 at some point this week.
Yeah,
so a lot of movement.
Just yesterday it was +1.5 for the Bucs.
So I see. Wow. So that's a major line move.
Massive.
Suggesting to me that there might be some injury information that's leaked out around Baltimore. They have a bunch of guys questionable, Scheim. Mark Andrews questionable, did nothing last week in that offense. Ronnie Stanley, their offensive lineman, questionable in this game. That is a massive, massive move. What 3.5 points in the span of 1.5 to -2?
Yes, I mean it's
holy
moved,
shit.
Mutt, it's moved an entire point in 2 hours. At 8:45,
it's got to be injury related. Matt, that's on a Thursday for a Thursday game. I get it's a good game, but that's a huge move, Scheim. Holy mackerel!
Yeah, on the Greg Hill Show, I picked the Ravens money line tonight just because I felt like this is a spot that they need to win for their place in the AFC.
So do the Bucks, though.
Exactly, which is why I think my favorite pick tonight is the over. I really like the over 46. I don't think either of these defenses are actually very good. And I think both quarterbacks need to have good games tonight. And so I very much am on the over 46 in tonight's game. I regret picking the Baltimore Ravens money line 2 hours ago on the Greg Hill Show. I gave it out on the Hammer of the Shime. I
want to take back. Doesn't count. It's 2 hours later. Take it back.
Yeah, I can't. Take I can't back. Actually bet it. For those of you that also listen to the podcast, that listen to the morning show, I can't.
You
I can't
tweet this out.
Tonight.
Tweet this out today. Say you're canceling that bet.
Yep.
Say you're an idiot. You're a moron. Or just admit like there's
the line
too much
movement.
Money.
It's too
there's
weird.
Too much money.
It's too much money going in the Buccaneers' favor.
Yep.
Like something has to be off here. So I can't bet on the Ravens. I will bet on the over tonight though. I'm going over 46 in this game.
So we're going to be on opposite ends. I'm going to take the first half under, which I think was 22.5 points when I looked at this morning. And the thought process here is the Bucs offense has been brutal. Like, it just, you watch Brady throw. It's not all Brady. I think you and I both think Brady has played well. What, 8 touchdowns, 1 pick. But the offense has not been good. A bunch of drops. The line has not been great. They've had a hard time running the ball. Rashard White's starting to get more carries, I won't say more carries, but getting more involved with Leonard Fournette. And this, the Ravens' money leads me to believe, again, maybe I'll be wrong about this. It just got to be injury related. Like, to the point where it's almost like, is Mark Andrews not going to play in this game?
Yeah, he's questionable. Ronnie Stanley. If both of those guys are out, like, oh boy, we're in trouble. Like, if Mark Andrews isn't playing for the Ravens, they're just going to run the ball like every time.
Yeah, and they can try to do it. I know they've not played well this year. The Bucs are still a top 5 DVOA defense, 6th against the pass, still top 11. Against the run. Where you can really get the Ravens is still against the run. They're 23rd DVOA against the run this year, 8th against the pass, 12th overall, I believe, and DVOA last time I looked. So it's two defensive-leaning teams that have injuries and or drops. Like, so I'm just going to say slow start, Thursday night football, short week, bunch of injuries. Give me the under 22.5. I guess I'd be less excited about that if we get word at some point today that Andrews is going to play. But, like, again, I may be outsmarting myself. There's just too much line movement in the last 24 hours on a short week for me not to believe that's tied into their best offensive player. So he played last week and did nothing. He just ran around there and was like just running wind sprints and doing nothing to help that team. So I'm not picking a side in this. My heart is rooting for Tom Brady. My wallet is rooting for the Ravens.
Yeah, like,
for any shot of Lamar MVP, it's a long, 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 long shot right now for him to get back in the race. But it'd start with a massive game tonight on Thursday Night Football in primetime. So heart with the Buccaneers, wallet on Lamar MVP bets, and for tonight, I'll be on the under 22.5 points in the first half of this game. I'll also point out for our friends in New Hampshire betting DK Scheim, I don't know what this means, but when you go to the game itself, and you scroll all the way to the end, for Bucks and Ravens, obviously, they have a DK special up there that's like... What's that?
Normally, when you have this, because it's minus.
Oh, you go ahead. I was good about it. So go ahead. When you see Lamar Jackson or Tom Brady to throw a touchdown pass at minus 10,000, what does that signal to you, Chris Scheim?
That signals to me they're going to offer a promotion where that will get boosted to even money, and you will be able to wager $25 maximum, basically giving you a $25 free bet.
Gotta be. Because nobody's betting this. Now, I logged in today trying to opt in so that I confirm that when I drive to New Hampshire before the show tonight, I can get this. It's not up on the website yet.
No, I only see one boost, so I don't know. Yeah.
So here's what I'm worried about. Is it going to be one of these, and you texted me about this, was it a couple Fridays ago, when they offered this happy hour boost, and you were irate because it was some bet you wanted to make, but you couldn't make.
Oh, you're right.
But that was I'm just saying, keep for the people that are in a DraftKings state, keep an eye on this. If you see it pop up, let us know at BetQL Boston. I wanted to alert people because I'm with you, Scheim. The second I saw this, it was like, well, they're going to boost this to even money, free $25 bet. Like that, no one's betting that
at minus
10,000.
No, that's silly. I'm going to go back and look and find out when their last happy hour was, just so I have an idea of what hour of the day it is, so that I can make sure I'm in New Hampshire at that time.
Because, it's $325. I'm with you. Like, I can't, because I'm on the air tonight, I can't work around it, but I'm with you. I'd like to be there. Now, what I also don't know, because I could choose to bet illegally. I bet legally with DK. So I don't know if I go over the border, Scheim, and I'm now in a state where you can bet. Sometimes I've noticed where things pop up in New Hampshire that weren't available on the app in Massachusetts.
Yeah, so that may also be a thing. Ever since I mentioned the daily special to you yesterday, I didn't see one. I only checked from my house. I didn't actually go to New Hampshire to bet anything yesterday, but I didn't see it pop up at all. And I'm looking again today, but I was like, oh, there's only 3 NHL games. Maybe they won't do it today. Tonight, there's like 10 of them.
Wow.
So they have to do it, but it must be because I'm not in the state of New Hampshire. I can't see it. That's why. Otherwise, I probably would have given that bet out tonight as well.
All right. So this is just some things you can look at. Again, if you're not betting on DK, they're not a sponsor of ours, and we'll get to one other DK note in a second. But it is out there. You'll be on the over 46.5. I'll be on the under 22.5 points, and they're not up there yet. But I would be interested later today when they do eventually post the running back props. I'm not entirely sure why they haven't done that yet, but when you go to the game and you go to rushing yards, there's not much available as far as being able to bet on the Tampa side. Leonard Fournette's there, but no Rashard White there yet. I'd like to see what they put his number up there at today.
He only has a receptions number at this point, which I believe is 2.5.
And I don't. I'm curious why, but I'd be interested potentially in that. No J.K. Dobbins, obviously. It should be a good Thursday night game, but you can tell Scheim and I are very weary about this money coming in. I don't like betting into information.
Just a heads up too for those who listen. I just did a little quick little Google search because phones are wonderful. The last time they had happy hour was Monday Night Football, and it started around 5 o'clock. It was 5:11 when they tweeted it out.
And so, what was it?
That was boosting Dak Prescott. 2+ touchdown passes. I think it was to even money or something like that. So that was their boost on Monday. I would assume they'll do something similar. I'm gonna make sure my trip to New Hampshire this evening is right around that 5 o'clock range, so that I can hopefully catch the boost if it is there.
Well, I have to go earlier than that, so I will text you to see if it clicks in once
Thank you.
Cross over into the 6:03.
I appreciate you.
It's always good. Like, oh, honey, I will be going. I got a Market Basket trip today. I'm going to the Joe's, a Trader Joe's. So anything you need, let me know. Meanwhile, it's just I'm going there to sit and bet in the parking lot.
And one last note on this Thursday night game as well. I do have a prop bet that I do want to place for a guy who I know is playing and will be healthy.
That's Chris Godwin over receptions.
No, Tom Brady. Oh. I want Tom Brady over 25.5 completions in this game.
Oh, revenge game for Tom off the short week?
I mean, even in all these games he's losing, he is just throwing the ball a million times in all of these games. And the pass attempts may even be the better play because he's hit that number 5 straight weeks. He's hit the completion number 4 of the last 5 weeks. The one time he didn't, he had exactly 25. The completions is -125. The attempts is -135. I like both of them. I think both are worth playing. So I guess to our fellow bettors out there, it may be a preference thing. These are his last 5 games attempts: 49, 40, 52, 52, 42. Absolutely smashes that 38.5 number. Doesn't even come close to it. So I 100% expect this team stinks at running the football right now.
Yeah.
They suck at it. So they're going to throw the football. And that means Tom Brady's going to yuck it around the yard as much as possible. So
I'd love to give people a World Series thought as they'll start tomorrow. We won't have a podcast tomorrow, but I am fully invested in the Astros at about 5-1 to win the World Series. So I'll probably have some individual bets as the thing goes on. I know Aaron Nola's starting tomorrow, but having not done the deep dive on the pitching batting matchups, I won't have anything tonight. Maybe I'll have something tomorrow on Mud at Night as we get ready for Game 1 of the World Series. I mentioned DK real quick before we get out. Scheim, it's Thursday. That means a lengthy Mass Gaming Commission meeting about sports betting. DraftKings is going to argue at some point today that they don't want retail to start early and mobile to start late. And that's because they're not really tied into right now any of the retail locations.
Yep.
And customer acquisition for these companies, as we've talked about on this show multiple times, is like literally the nuts. Like, this all they care about is getting you to sign up with them, because as human beings, we're lazy. We do the same things over and over again. Like most, like 95% of the people will sign up with one book and just bet through that and not recognize that they can get better deals elsewhere or shop around. And they know that. So once you sign up with like WinBet, because the Encore account or whatever it is, you sign up with them. And, oh, well, you can bet in the Win app while you're anywhere on the property. And so then when they do go mobile at some point early next year, you're already betting WinBet. And I believe that's why they're arguing today to tie them together. I don't know what kind of response they'll get because I think they're the only book that's doing this. But DK's a monster. They're based in Boston. They spent a lot of money lobbying this thing. So I don't think it's out of the realm that we get some people on the commission who, I mentioned this the other day with you, want to slow this thing down anyway. So I'm just putting it out there that we could get potentially some more delay news on the timing of not just the mobile, put that aside, but the opening of the retail locations. They may vote today on, you know what, you're right, it's not fair to so-and-so. We're going to launch retail and mobile at the same time. And if on that timetable, you'd not be able to bet anywhere legally on sports until sometime in and around March Madness or later next year in Massachusetts.
So
pointing that out. Is DK's right? Like, I totally get what they're – I know why they're doing it.
Yeah.
I understand. I don't know what kind of response they'll get, but I do know there are some on the Gaming Commission that think this is going too fast. So they may use this as the excuse to slow things down. Just pointing that out there. No, you don't ever respond, Shime. It's not good news at all, but keep an eye on that today. There are 10 different things they're voting on today, so they may not even get to it. Last couple of meetings have bled over into Friday, so just something to watch on social media, because at some point today people are going to be angry, potentially.
Yeah,
subscribe, rate.
Them, I, feel like.
I know, you sound like one already. Subscribe, rate, and review Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the Odyssey app among the places you get your podcast. Again, no podcast Friday. Full football breakdown. Our three picks, heads up, where Sean will go first this week, and all our prop bets Saturday morning somewhere between 11 and noon. We'll go live on Twitch at the Shime Time account, and we'll have the podcast afterwards. Anything I missed here, Shime, on this very sunny Thursday morning?
No, Mutt, I believe you nailed it, my friend.
You playing golf today?
I am not playing golf today, no. I'm going to the gym, though, so I'm going to go get a nice workout in.
All right, get a good workout. I'll let you know what I find out in New Hampshire, courtesy of this boost, and we will talk Saturday morning live on stream, baby. Let's go.
Perfect. I can't wait, Mutt.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.